The song Yield from our in-studio guest this week, the Indigo Girls.
You actually took some time off in 2001. You were out behind Stag and touring and doing all that stuff. So I'm wondering if the songwriting changed given your different circumstances in the period between the records.
Maybe, although Emily was pretty busy too because she was working, running her restaurant.
Right.
So, for me, yeah, I think I'm better as a songwriter these days when I'm working more consistently and not and being in surrounded by people that are inspiring me and stimulating me and giving me new influences. So to do Stag and working, I worked with, you know, four or five different bands for that record, and it during that time I was writing Yield and Become You and, you know, the songs for the next Indigo record. And it's hard if I take a long period of time off and don't have a lot of stimulus musically. I sort of lose touch with how to write for some reason. And so I think for me, you know, it just helped my songwriting be better. And I like to be working in two definitive ways. One, I like to have a very extreme rock thing going on, you know, with my amps, and I like to write acoustic music. So
is it unfair to characterize your time as time off?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
I consider it. I mean, the restaurant is always something that needs a lot of work.
And, yeah, I was going to say.
But as far as musical time off, it really was time off. I spent a lot of time though writing. You know, just taking it as sort of a break. And I'm the opposite of Amy. I have to have less going on in order to be more creative. Pressure, any kind of stress or too much activity really makes me lethargic and not creative. So that was a very nice time for me to have, to just lay out my sheets of paper on my table practically every day and just work at stuff at my own pace.